Your mindset controls everything. The way you think affects the way you feel, and the way you feel determines the way you act. If you've ever felt stuck, unmotivated, or unsure of how to move forward, it's not because you lack potential, it's because your mindset is holding you back. The good news is that your mindset is not permanent. It can be changed, strengthened, and trained to help you succeed instead of working against you. Many people believe success is about intelligence, talent, or luck. While those things play a role, they are not the deciding factors. The real difference between people who achieve their goals and those who don't comes down to the way they think. Those who succeed have learned how to control their thoughts, build resilience, and stay focused even when things get difficult. They don't rely on motivation because motivation fades. They rely on habits, discipline, and the ability to push through discomfort. If you want to improve your life, you must first improve the way you think. Everything starts with your mindset, your ability to stay focused, your confidence in yourself, your willingness to take action. All of it comes from the way you see the world and your place in it. If you believe challenges are problems, you will feel stuck. If you believe challenges are opportunities to grow, you will keep moving forward. If you think failure means you aren't good enough, you will give up. If you see failure as a lesson, you will learn and improve. The way you think determines how you react, and your reactions shape your future. This book is designed to help you take control of your mindset so that you can take control of your life. You will learn how to build discipline, overcome fear, stay focused, and push through obstacles. You will discover how to replace doubt with confidence, distraction with action, and excuses with progress. Every chapter will give you practical steps to train your mind for success, not just in one area of your life, but in everything you do. Most people wait for the right moment to start, but the truth is, the right moment never comes. Change starts now. The way you think today will determine where you end up tomorrow. If you're ready to break old habits, push past limitations, and create a mindset that works for you instead of against you, then this book is exactly what you need. The strategies you're about to learn are not complicated. They don't require talent, luck, or special skills. They require commitment and the willingness to challenge the way you've been thinking. If you're willing to put in the effort, you will see results. Your future is not set in stone. It is shaped by the choices you make every single day. And the most important choice you can make right now is to reprogram your mindset for success. Chapter 1. Change your thoughts. Change your life. Everything begins in the mind. The way a person thinks determines how they approach challenges, how they see opportunities, and how they react to failure. Some people seem to rise above their circumstances, pushing forward no matter what obstacles come their way. Others, despite having talent and potential, stay stuck in the same patterns, unable to break free from self-doubt and fear. The difference between these two types of people isn't intelligence, luck, or even skill. It's the way they think. A person who believes they can achieve something will find a way. They may not have all the answers at first, but their belief pushes them to keep searching, keep trying, and keep learning. On the other hand, someone who believes they aren't capable will unconsciously prove themselves right. They will hesitate when opportunities arise, avoid taking risks, and retreat at the first sign of difficulty. The mind is like a filter through which all experiences pass. If the filter is clouded with negativity, even good things will seem out of reach. Chapter 2. Overcoming fear and self-doubt. Fear is a voice in the mind that whispers about everything that could go wrong. It's the hesitation before taking action. the excuse that keeps people from trying, and the invisible wall that stands between where someone is and where they want to be. It's powerful because it feels real. The heart races, the stomach tightens, and the mind fills with reasons to stay in place. But the truth is, most fears are nothing more than thoughts. They exist in the imagination, growing stronger the more they are fed, and fading when confronted. Self-doubt works the same way. It's the nagging belief that no matter how much effort is given, it won't be enough. It makes every challenge seem bigger than it is, every setback feel permanent, and every success seem like an accident. People who struggle with self-doubt often think they need more confidence before they can take action. But confidence doesn't come first. Action does. The only way to prove fear and self-doubt wrong is to move forward despite them. Everyone experiences fear, but not everyone lets it control them. Some recognize it for what it is, just a feeling, not a fact. They understand that fear will always be present when stepping into the unknown, but they refuse to let it make decisions for them. They take action even when their hands shake and their heart pounds. And when they do, they realize fear isn't as strong as it pretends to be. It only has power when it's obeyed. The moment someone acts in spite of it, fear weakens. The biggest mistake people make is waiting for fear to disappear before they start. They think they need to feel completely ready before they take the first step. But readiness is an illusion. No one ever feels fully prepared for something they've never done before. Growth happens in motion. A person who waits for fear to vanish before acting will be waiting forever. The only way to build courage is by doing the very thing that fear is trying to prevent. Fear often disguises itself as logic. It provides all the reasons why something won't work, why failure is inevitable, and why it's better to stay safe. It convinces people that they need more time, more skills, more experience. But deep down, it's not about any of that. It's about avoiding discomfort. Fear doesn't want to be challenged because it thrives in inaction. The longer someone listens to it, the more control it gains. The only way to break free is to stop negotiating with it. Most people assume that fearless individuals are different, that they were born with something special that makes them immune to doubt. But even the most successful people feel fear. The difference is in how they respond to it. Instead of backing down, they recognize fear as a sign that they're stepping outside their comfort zone. They understand that discomfort is part of growth, and instead of seeing it as a warning to stop, they take it as proof that they're moving in the right direction. Fear shrinks when it's faced repeatedly. The first time someone does something scary, it feels overwhelming. The second time, it's still uncomfortable, but slightly easier. By the 10th time, what once seemed impossible starts to feel normal. That's how confidence is built, not by waiting for fear to leave, but by taking action until it no longer holds power. Self-doubt follows a similar pattern. It tells people they aren't good enough, that others are more talented, that every mistake is proof they don't belong. It makes success feel like luck, and failure feel like proof of inadequacy. But self-doubt is nothing more than a broken record repeating old fears. The only way to silence it is to act in direct opposition to what it says. If it says, "You're not ready," take the first step anyway. If it says, "You're not good enough," keep improving. If it says, "You'll fail," prove it wrong. Every person who has achieved something great had moments of doubt. They had fears that whispered to them at night, telling them to quit. But they moved forward anyway. They didn't succeed because they were fearless. They succeeded because they didn't let fear stop them. They understood that failure isn't something to be avoided, but something to be learned from. Every setback, every rejection, every mistake was just a step toward getting better. Most people overestimate the cost of failure and underestimate the cost of never trying. They imagine the embarrassment, the criticism, the regret of making the wrong choice. But they don't consider the regret of inaction, the years spent wondering what could have happened if they had just taken the chance. Fear of failure keeps many people stuck, but in the end, the greatest failure is never starting at all. The way to weaken self-doubt is through action. Small actions build trust. When someone proves to themselves, even in tiny ways, that they can follow through, they begin to believe in their abilities. Taking a single step, even if it's imperfect, is better than standing still. Growth doesn't require huge leaps. It happens through small, consistent actions that challenge fear and reinforce confidence. Avoiding fear doesn't make it go away. It just keeps it in control. The more someone runs from discomfort, the stronger it becomes. But when they lean into it, they realize it isn't as scary as it seemed. Fear is a test, and passing that test requires pushing through it. Every time someone takes action in spite of fear, they gain more control over their own mind. They become stronger, braver, and more willing to take risks. The choice is always there. Listen to fear and stay stuck, or challenge it and move forward. No one ever regrets choosing courage. No one ever looks back and wishes they had doubted themselves more. Growth happens in discomfort, and confidence is built through action. Fear will always be present, but it doesn't have to be in charge. The moment it's confronted, it begins to lose its grip. The only way to know what's possible is to step forward and find out. Chapter 3. Becoming the person you want to be. Everything a person wants to become starts with a decision. It's not about where they were born, what circumstances they come from, or how much talent they have. It's about choosing who they want to be and committing to that vision every single day. People often assume their identity is fixed, shaped by the past, or decided by external factors. But the truth is, identity is something that can be created. It's not a label that someone is stuck with. It's a process of becoming, a choice made over and over again. Most people don't realize they have control over who they become. They accept habits, thoughts, and behaviors as unchangeable parts of themselves. They say things like, "I'm just not a disciplined person," or "I've always been this way," as if their personality is written in stone. But nothing is permanent. The person someone is today is simply the result of repeated actions and beliefs. If those actions and beliefs change, so does the person. Growth starts with clarity. Before becoming the person they want to be, they have to define who that is. This isn't about vague wishes or abstract goals. It's about a clear and detailed vision of the kind of person they want to show up as every day. If they see themselves as strong, disciplined, and confident, they must act in ways that align with that identity. If they want to be successful, they have to carry themselves as someone who is already on that path. It's not about waiting for success to shape them, it's about shaping themselves into the kind of person who attracts success. Everything a person does is a vote for the kind of individual they are becoming. If they wake up early to work on their goals, they cast a vote for discipline. If they push through challenges instead of quitting, they cast a vote for resilience. If they consistently take care of their health, they cast a vote for self-respect. The more votes they cast for a certain identity, the more they start to believe in it. People often struggle with change because they wait for motivation to come first. They think they need to feel ready before they can take action, but waiting for motivation is unreliable. Action is what creates motivation, not the other way around. The moment someone starts behaving like the person they want to be, their mind begins to catch up. If they act with confidence, they start to feel confident. If they take disciplined actions, they start seeing themselves as disciplined. The biggest obstacle to becoming the best version of oneself is the attachment to an old identity. Many people stay stuck because they keep reinforcing the story of who they've always been. They remind themselves of past failures, replay old mistakes, and cling to labels that no longer serve them. Growth requires letting go of those outdated stories. It means no longer identifying with the version of themselves that was afraid, unsure, or undisciplined. It means making choices that align with who they are becoming, not who they were. Change doesn't happen overnight. It's built through small, consistent actions. Someone who wants to become a confident speaker doesn't wake up one day completely fearless. They start by speaking up in small ways, practicing, and putting themselves in situations that challenge them. Over time, those small actions add up, and what once felt uncomfortable becomes natural. The same applies to every area of life. A person who wants to be fit doesn't become fit by wishing for it, they prove it through daily movement. A person who wants to be successful doesn't become successful by thinking about it. They show up every day and do the work. Environment plays a huge role in shaping identity. If someone surrounds themselves with people who reinforce their old habits, growth will always feel like an uphill battle. The easiest way to change is to put themselves in a place where the behavior they want to adopt is the norm. If they want to be more disciplined, being around disciplined people will naturally push them in that direction. If they want to be more confident, spending time with confident people will influence them. The words a person speaks to themselves matter. Every time they say, "I'm bad at this," or "I'll never change," they reinforce that belief. Instead of focusing on limitations, they must speak in a way that reflects their potential. Shifting language from "I can't" to "I'm improving" changes the way the mind responds to challenges. Chapter 4. Stay focused and avoid distractions. Distractions are everywhere. The world is filled with notifications, messages, endless scrolling, and a constant pull for attention. Most people don't even realize how much time they lose every day to things that add nothing to their lives. They wake up with a plan, but before they know it, hours have slipped away, stolen by meaningless distractions. The ability to focus has become rare, but it is the foundation of success. Those who master it accomplish more in a few hours than others do in an entire day. Focus isn't about working non-stop. It's about cutting out the noise and directing energy toward what truly matters. Most people think they don't have enough time, but the truth is, they waste too much of it. They check their phones out of habit, jump from task to task, and let small interruptions derail their entire day. They allow their attention to be pulled in too many directions, leaving them feeling overwhelmed but unproductive. Success doesn't come from being busy. It comes from being intentional. The mind works best when it has a clear target. Without one, it drifts. People often start their day without a plan, hoping to get things done, without knowing exactly what those things are. This leaves room for distractions to creep in. Clarity is power. When someone knows exactly what they need to accomplish, they can eliminate everything that doesn't serve that goal. Instead of reacting to every message, email, or request, they take control of their time. The biggest enemy of focus is the habit of multitasking. Society glorifies the idea of doing multiple things at once, but the reality is, it destroys efficiency. The brain isn't designed to switch back and forth between tasks rapidly. Every time attention is divided, energy is drained. A person trying to do 5 things at once doesn't complete any of them well. They spend more time restarting, refocusing, and correcting mistakes than actually making progress. True productivity comes from giving full attention to one thing at a time. Discipline is required to protect focus. It's easy to get pulled into distractions because they provide instant gratification. Scrolling through social media, checking notifications, and responding to messages feel productive in the moment, but they are nothing more than time thieves. Every small distraction adds up. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and suddenly, hours have disappeared. The most successful people in the world aren't the ones who work the hardest, they're the ones who protect their time the most fiercely. The environment plays a huge role in focus. A cluttered space leads to a cluttered mind. If the phone is always within reach, it will be checked. If notifications are constantly going off, they will be answered. Willpower is unreliable. The best way to stay focused is to remove temptations before they become a problem. Keeping the workspace clean, turning off unnecessary notifications, and setting clear boundaries with others create an environment that supports deep work. Energy levels impact focus more than people realize. It's impossible to concentrate when the body is exhausted. Poor sleep, bad nutrition, and a lack of movement make the mind foggy and unfocused. High achievers prioritize their physical health because they know it directly affects their mental sharpness. A well-rested body supports a strong mind. Success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. The brain is a tool, and like any tool, it performs best when properly maintained. The ability to say no is a skill that separates those who succeed from those who struggle. Not every opportunity, request, or invitation deserves attention. Many people fail to reach their goals, not because they lack talent, but because they say yes to too many things that don't matter. Every yes is a no to something else. Time is limited, and focus must be protected. Learning to turn down distractions, unnecessary commitments, and energy-draining people is necessary for true progress. Mental clarity is just as important as external focus. A mind filled with worries, doubts, and scattered thoughts cannot produce great work. Overthinking is a distraction in itself. When the brain is constantly jumping from one concern to another, it's impossible to concentrate fully. Training the mind to let go of unnecessary thoughts, through practices like journaling or meditation, creates space for deeper focus. A clear mind leads to clear results. Success doesn't come from occasional focus, but from making it a habit. The more someone practices eliminating distractions and protecting their attention, the easier it becomes. At first, it feels difficult. The pull of old habits is strong, but over time, as focus improves, productivity increases. Work that once took hours can be done in half the time. Creativity flows more easily. Confidence grows because real progress is being made. People often complain that they don't have enough time, but the truth is, they just don't use it wisely. The difference between those who achieve their goals and those who don't isn't talent or intelligence. It's focus, the ability to direct energy toward the right things, eliminate what doesn't matter, and stay disciplined in the face of distractions is what leads to real success. The world is full of noise, but those who master focus rise above it. Chapter 5. Develop mental toughness and resilience. Life is unpredictable. Challenges come without warning. Obstacles appear when least expected, and setbacks test patience and determination. Some people break under pressure, while others push forward, refusing to let difficulties define them. The difference isn't luck or intelligence, it's mental toughness. It's the ability to stay strong when things don't go as planned, to keep going even when motivation fades, and to rise again after every failure. People admire resilience in others, yet they often doubt their own ability to develop it. They assume that strength is something a person is born with, as if only a few individuals are capable of enduring hardship without losing faith. But mental toughness isn't a gift, it's a skill. Just like muscles grow stronger through resistance, the mind becomes tougher through struggle. The more someone pushes through difficulties, the more capable they become of handling even greater challenges in the future. Most people fear discomfort. They avoid situations that test them, choosing the path of least resistance because it feels safe. But growth never happens in comfort. Strength is built by facing difficulties head-on, by stepping into situations that stretch limits and force personal evolution. The mind, like the body, adapts to what it's exposed to. If someone constantly avoids hard things, they remain weak. If they lean into discomfort and train themselves to withstand adversity, resilience becomes second nature. Failure is one of the greatest teachers, yet most people fear it more than anything else. They see it as a sign that they aren't good enough, that they should quit, or that their dreams are out of reach. But failure isn't a dead end, it's feedback. Every mistake carries a lesson, every setback provides valuable information, and every loss is an opportunity to grow. The strongest people aren't the ones who never fail. They're the ones who refuse to stay down. Difficulties reveal a person's true character. When everything is going well, it's easy to stay positive and motivated. But when life gets tough, when progress stalls, and when nothing seems to go right, that's when real strength is tested. It's in those moments that a person decides whether they will push forward or give up. Mental toughness is about making the choice to keep moving, no matter how hard the road becomes. Discipline is a major part of resilience. Motivation is unreliable, it comes and goes. People often wait until they feel inspired to take action, but success isn't built on inspiration alone. It's built on habits, routines, and the ability to do what needs to be done, even when they don't feel like it. Those who succeed are not always the most talented, but they are the most consistent. They show up every day, whether they feel motivated or not. Emotions can be powerful allies, but they can also be dangerous enemies. When frustration, doubt, and fear take over, it's easy to make poor decisions. Those who master their emotions control their actions, rather than letting temporary feelings dictate their choices. Staying calm under pressure, thinking clearly during challenges, and keeping emotions in check during stressful situations are marks of a truly strong mind. Perspective plays a huge role in mental toughness. The way a person interprets a situation determines how they respond to it. Some see obstacles as reasons to quit, while others see them as chances to prove their strength. Every hardship carries two possible outcomes. It can either break a person or make them stronger. The choice is always theirs. Resilient people don't waste energy complaining about things they can't control. Instead of focusing on problems, they focus on solutions. Instead of dwelling on difficulties, they look for ways to overcome them. Worrying about the uncontrollable only drains energy, while taking action builds confidence. Strength comes from accepting what cannot be changed, and putting effort into what can be improved. The people someone surrounds themselves with influence their ability to stay strong. Being around those who constantly complain, give up easily, or feed negativity makes it harder to develop resilience. But being in the company of those who push through hardship, maintain a positive mindset, and refuse to be defeated inspires the same qualities. Chapter 6. Surround yourself with the right people. The people around you shape your mindset more than you realize. Their words, their energy, their habits. These things influence you every day, whether you're aware of it or not. Some people lift you up, push you forward, and inspire you to become better. Others drain you, plant seeds of doubt, and keep you stuck in the same place. Who you allow into your life determines the direction you go. If you're surrounded by people who complain, settle, and make excuses, it becomes harder to rise above mediocrity. But if you're in the company of those who strive for growth, challenge themselves, and refuse to accept limits, that same mindset becomes your own. It's easy to underestimate the impact of your environment. You might think you're in full control of your actions and choices, but the truth is, your surroundings influence your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. If you're always around negativity, it slowly seeps into your mind. If the conversations you engage in are filled with doubts, gossip, and self-pity, those patterns become part of your thinking. Your mind absorbs what it's exposed to, so the company you keep is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. Some relationships exist simply out of habit. You've known certain people for years, grown up with them, or shared experiences that built a connection. But not all relationships are meant to last forever. Some people outgrow each other, and that's a natural part of life. The problem comes when old relationships hold you back instead of helping you move forward. If someone in your life constantly discourages your growth, questions your dreams, or dismisses your efforts, you have to ask yourself whether that relationship is worth keeping. Not everyone will understand your vision. Some people will doubt you, not because they truly believe you'll fail, but because your ambition makes them uncomfortable. When you decide to improve yourself, it forces others to reflect on their own choices. Some will be inspired by your growth, but others will feel threatened by it. They will try to keep you at their level, not out of malice, but because your progress reminds them of everything they haven't done. You don't owe anyone an explanation for wanting more from life. You don't have to dim your light to make others feel comfortable. Surround yourself with those who celebrate your success, not those who secretly hope you fail. Energy is contagious. Spend enough time with someone who constantly complains, and you'll start finding more reasons to complain too. Be around someone who is always negative, and you'll catch yourself thinking in the same way. But the opposite is also true. When you surround yourself with disciplined, focused, and driven people, their mindset rubs off on you. You start adopting their habits, seeing the world through a different lens, and pushing yourself to higher standards. Growth happens naturally when you're in the right environment. Some people might accuse you of changing, as if staying the same were a virtue. Growth requires change. Evolving into a better version of yourself means letting go of the mindsets, habits, and sometimes even people who no longer align with your future. It doesn't mean you don't appreciate the relationships you've had. It simply means you're making room for the relationships that will push you forward. The right people will challenge you, hold you accountable, and refuse to let you settle for less than your potential. It's important to seek out mentors, people who have already achieved the kind of success you're aiming for. Learning from their experiences can save you years of mistakes and setbacks. Having someone who has been where you want to go gives you guidance, clarity, and confidence. If you're the most knowledgeable or ambitious person in your circle, it's time to expand your circle. You should always be learning, always growing, always pushing yourself to new levels. Not every friendship or relationship needs to be cut off completely. Some people won't share your ambitions, but that doesn't mean they don't care about you. The key is balance. You can spend time with people you care about without letting their mindset influence yours. But the majority of your energy should go toward those who support your growth, challenge your thinking, and push you toward success. You don't need a large circle. Quality matters more than quantity. A few strong, supportive, and like-minded individuals will have a far greater impact on your life than 100 shallow connections. Choose your company wisely, because the people around you shape the person you become. If you surround yourself with people who are focused, disciplined, and determined, you'll naturally rise to their level. And if you're surrounded by those who make excuses, avoid responsibility, and resist change, you'll find yourself held back by the same limitations. Success isn't just about working hard, it's about being in the right environment. The right people will challenge you, encourage you, and believe in you even when you doubt yourself. They will remind you of your potential and push you to reach it. Life is too short to spend time with those who keep you stagnant. Choose wisely, because the company you keep is shaping your future, whether you realize it or not. Chapter 7. Set goals and take action. Every achievement begins with a decision. The decision to move forward, to aim higher, to push beyond what feels comfortable. Without a clear direction, effort becomes scattered, and progress slows to a crawl. Setting a goal is more than just stating what you want. It's about defining a destination, committing to the journey, and following through with action. People often talk about what they hope to achieve, but many never take the first step. They wait for the perfect moment, for motivation to strike, or for circumstances to align just right. But success isn't about waiting, it's about starting, even when the conditions aren't ideal. Clarity is the foundation of achievement. Vague ambitions lead to vague results. Simply wanting to be successful, healthier or wealthier isn't enough. The mind needs something specific to focus on. A clear goal acts like a map, guiding each decision and eliminating distractions. Without it, it's easy to drift, constantly busy but never truly moving forward. Defining exactly what you want and why you want it builds the commitment needed to keep going, even when progress is slow. Taking action is where most people struggle. They overthink, analyze every possibility, and convince themselves they aren't ready. Fear of failure keeps them stuck in preparation mode, where planning feels productive but leads nowhere. But action is the only thing that creates real change. It doesn't have to be perfect. Mistakes will happen, but mistakes are better than inaction. Even a small step forward is progress, and progress builds momentum. The more action taken, the easier it becomes to keep going. Discipline is more powerful than motivation. Motivation comes and goes, influenced by emotions, circumstances, and energy levels. If success depended on always feeling motivated, nothing meaningful would ever be accomplished. The most successful people don't rely on feeling inspired, they rely on habits, routines, and a commitment to their goals, even when they don't feel like it. Showing up consistently, putting in the work, and staying focused when excitement fades is what separates those who succeed from those who give up. Obstacles are a guarantee. No goal worth achieving comes without setbacks. Challenges will test patience, unexpected difficulties will arise, and self-doubt will creep in. But obstacles aren't signs to quit. They are proof that growth is happening. Every challenge faced is an opportunity to become stronger, to learn something new, and to prove to yourself that you can handle more than you thought. People who achieve great things aren't the ones who never struggle, they are the ones who refuse to let struggle stop them. Success isn't about speed, it's about consistency. Small repeated actions over time create massive results. Many people give up because they don't see immediate progress, expecting overnight success when real growth takes time. A single workout won't transform a body, one productive day won't build an empire, and one smart financial decision won't create wealth. But daily effort, sustained over weeks, months, and years, compounds into extraordinary results. The key is patience and persistence. Excuses kill potential. There will always be reasons to delay action, lack of time, lack of resources, lack of confidence. But excuses are just stories people tell themselves to justify staying the same. The truth is, progress is always possible. Even with limited time, something can be done. Even with limited knowledge, learning can happen. Even with doubt, action can be taken. Those who succeed aren't the ones who have perfect circumstances. They are the ones who find a way despite the challenges. Accountability strengthens commitment. Goals are easier to abandon when no one else knows about them. Sharing intentions with someone trustworthy, a mentor, a friend, or a coach, creates external pressure to follow through. Having someone to check in with, to encourage progress, and to provide honest feedback, keeps motivation strong. Surrounding yourself with people who push you to be better makes all the difference. Distractions are the enemy of progress. The modern world is full of them: endless entertainment, social media, unnecessary obligations. Without control over attention, hours disappear with nothing meaningful accomplished. Protecting focus, setting clear priorities, and eliminating unnecessary distractions is essential. Time wasted on things that don't move you forward is time taken away from achieving your goals. Success is a choice. Every day, decisions are made that either bring you closer to your goal or push you further away. The difference between those who achieve what they set out to do and those who don't isn't talent or intelligence. It's the ability to take consistent action, stay disciplined, overcome challenges, and refuse to quit. Those who commit fully, take action daily, and keep moving forward, no matter how difficult the journey becomes, are the ones who ultimately succeed. Chapter 8. Keep growing and never give up. Every journey towards success comes with moments of doubt, frustration, and exhaustion. There will be times when progress feels invisible, when effort seems wasted, and when quitting feels like the easier option. This is where most people stop. They convince themselves it wasn't meant to be, that maybe they aren't capable, or that the obstacles are too overwhelming. But the real test of growth isn't in the easy days, it's in the moments when everything feels like it's working against you. The ability to keep moving forward, even when the results aren't immediate, is what separates those who succeed from those who never reach their full potential. Growth isn't always obvious in the moment. Just like a seed buried in the soil, transformation happens beneath the surface long before anything is visible. People give up too soon because they don't see results fast enough, forgetting that real progress is a slow build. It's in the habits repeated daily, the small steps taken consistently, the lessons learned through effort and failure. What feels like stagnation is often just the quiet phase before a breakthrough. The only way to fail is to stop altogether. As long as you keep going, improvement is happening, even if you can't see it yet. Challenges are not signs to quit. They are proof that growth is happening. Nothing valuable comes without struggle. Every successful person has faced moments of doubt, failure, and setbacks. What made them different wasn't an easier path. It was their decision to keep pushing forward. Failure isn't an end point. It's just feedback. It's an opportunity to adjust, refine, and come back stronger. If you view setbacks as confirmation that you aren't capable, you'll stay stuck. But if you see them as lessons, as stepping stones toward success, nothing can stop you from reaching your goal. Success isn't built in a day. It's created through discipline, patience, and resilience. The person who keeps showing up, who keeps learning, who keeps adapting, will always outperform the one who starts strong but quits when things get difficult. No one is exempt from struggle. The difference is in how people respond to it. Some use difficulty as an excuse to stop. Others use it as fuel to push harder. The mind is the greatest weapon in overcoming obstacles. When you believe that challenges are too much to handle, they will be. When you believe you can work through them, solutions begin to appear. Everything starts with perspective. If you tell yourself you can't, you won't. If you remind yourself that every challenge is temporary, that you are capable of figuring things out, you create a mental resilience that can't be broken. No one is motivated every single day. Even the most disciplined people have moments when they don't feel like putting in the work. The difference is, they do it anyway. They understand that consistency matters more than mood, that progress isn't about waiting to feel inspired, but about committing to the process, no matter what. The days when it's hardest to keep going are the most important. Showing up when it's difficult builds the strength needed to handle even greater challenges in the future. There will always be moments when quitting feels like the logical choice. The mind will create excuses, offering reasons why it's okay to stop. It will tell you that maybe this isn't for you, that maybe you've already done enough. These thoughts are lies designed to keep you comfortable. Growth happens outside of comfort. The very moment you feel like giving up is the moment you must push harder. That's when breakthroughs happen. That's when you prove to yourself that you are stronger than the obstacles in front of you. Surrounding yourself with the right people makes all the difference. It's easier to keep going when you have support, when you are surrounded by those who push you, encourage you, and remind you why you started. Isolation makes struggles feel heavier. Having people who believe in you, who remind you of your potential when you forget it yourself, can reignite your motivation and keep you moving forward. The path to success is rarely straight. There will be detours, delays, and unexpected turns. Some days will be easier than others. But as long as you refuse to stop, as long as you are willing to get up every time you fall, nothing can keep you from your goal. Persistence is more powerful than talent, intelligence, or luck. Those who succeed aren't the ones who never struggled, they are the ones who never gave up. Every step forward, no matter how small, is still progress. The only real failure is quitting. If you keep going, if you push through the hard days, if you trust that effort compounds over time, you will get where you want to be. The journey may not always be easy, but it will always be worth it. Chapter 9. Master Self-Discipline. Success is not about talent, luck, or even intelligence. It is about control, the ability to do what needs to be done, regardless of how you feel in the moment. Self-discipline is the invisible force behind every great achievement, the foundation that separates those who dream from those who achieve. It is not something people are born with. It is something that is built, one decision at a time. The difference between those who reach their goals and those who don't is not motivation, because motivation fades. It is not passion, because passion alone is not enough. It is the ability to do the hard work, even when every part of you wants to quit. Every decision you make either strengthens or weakens your discipline. Every time you push through discomfort, you train your mind to be stronger. Every time you take the easy way out, you reinforce habits that hold you back. Discipline is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. But if you let it weaken, it becomes harder and harder to regain control. People often wait for the right mood, the perfect timing, or the feeling of motivation before they take action. But those who rely on feelings rarely accomplish anything meaningful. The ones who succeed are the ones who understand that feelings are unreliable. They act, regardless of whether they feel like it or not. The ability to delay gratification is one of the greatest predictors of success. The world is full of distractions designed to pull you away from your goals. Instant pleasure is easy to chase. Entertainment, social media, unhealthy food, procrastination. But these things offer nothing in return, except regret. The strongest people are the ones who can say no to what is easy and yes to what is necessary. They understand that temporary discomfort is the price of long-term success. Those who achieve their goals are not the ones who never struggle with temptation. They are the ones who win the battle against themselves, over and over again. Discipline is not about being perfect, it is about being consistent. No one is strong all the time. There will be days when you fail, when you slip up, when you take the easier path. But what matters is what happens next. Do you let one mistake turn into a pattern? Do you allow failure to define you? Or do you take control, correct your course, and keep going? The strongest people are not the ones who never fall. They are the ones who refuse to stay down. Every goal requires sacrifice. People want success, but they don't want the discomfort that comes with it. They want results, but they don't want to give up their bad habits. They want change, but they don't want to leave their comfort zone. But success has a cost, and that cost is discipline. The people who accomplish the most are the ones who are willing to give up what is holding them back. They understand that growth requires trade-offs. You cannot have both comfort and progress. You cannot have both excuses and results. The greatest enemy of discipline is the mind's ability to create excuses. There will always be a reason to take the easy path. There will always be a justification for procrastination. The mind is an expert at rationalizing weakness. It will tell you that you're too tired, too busy, too stressed. It will convince you that you can start tomorrow, that missing one day won't matter. But every time you listen to these excuses, you give away control. The strongest people do not listen to the voice that tells them to stop. They override it. They push through, even when every part of them wants to quit. Routines create discipline. The more decisions you have to make in a day, the easier it becomes to make the wrong ones. The people who have the most self-control are the ones who structure their lives in a way that makes discipline automatic. They don't rely on willpower, they rely on systems. They create habits that make success inevitable. They design their days in a way that removes temptation, that eliminates unnecessary choices, that makes it easier to do the right thing. Progress is built in small moments. It is not about grand gestures or massive changes overnight. It is about the tiny decisions made every single day. Chapter 10. The Power of Gratitude and Positive Thinking. A person's mindset shapes their reality. The way they think, the way they interpret events, and the way they react to challenges all influence the direction of their life. Many people believe success is only about effort, strategy, or external factors. While those things matter, nothing is more powerful than the way a person thinks. A mind filled with negativity, doubt, and frustration will always find reasons to give up. A mind trained to see opportunity, growth, and potential will always find a way forward. The difference is not in the circumstances, it is in the perspective. One of the most overlooked yet most powerful tools for shaping a strong, focused, and resilient mindset is gratitude. It is easy to get caught up in chasing what's next, always striving for more, and forgetting to acknowledge what is already present. People assume they will be happy once they achieve a goal, earn a certain amount of money, or reach a particular level of success. But if they do not learn to appreciate what they have now, they will never be satisfied, no matter how much they accomplish. Gratitude is not about settling or losing ambition. It is about recognizing the progress made, the lessons learned, and the opportunities that exist in every moment. A person's thoughts create their emotions, and their emotions drive their actions. When the mind is filled with complaints and frustration, everything feels like an uphill battle. Simple tasks feel exhausting, motivation disappears, and life feels like a constant struggle. But when the focus shifts toward appreciation, the entire perspective changes. Energy increases, resilience strengthens, and even challenges become easier to handle. Gratitude does not remove difficulties, but it changes the way a person responds to them. It builds emotional endurance, allowing people to navigate setbacks without becoming overwhelmed by them. Many people spend their days focused on what is missing, what went wrong, or what they wish were different. They compare themselves to others, measuring their progress against someone else's timeline, and in doing so, they rob themselves of peace. Social media amplifies this, making it seem like everyone else has it figured out while they are falling behind. But no one's life is as perfect as it seems from the outside. Comparison is a trap that steals joy. The only person worth competing with is the person in the mirror. The real question is not whether someone else is ahead, it is whether today's version of yourself is stronger, wiser, and more focused than yesterday's. Gratitude is not just an emotion, it is a practice. It is a daily choice to shift focus from what is lacking to what is present. Some people think they need a perfect life to be grateful, but the truth is, gratitude creates a better life. It does not mean ignoring problems or pretending that everything is perfect. It means acknowledging the good that exists, even in the middle of challenges. There is always something to appreciate. The fact that there is another chance to improve, another opportunity to grow, another lesson to learn is reason enough to be thankful. The way a person starts their day sets the tone for everything that follows. Waking up and immediately focusing on stress, worries, or distractions builds a habit of negativity. But taking just a few moments each morning to recognize what is going well shifts the entire mindset. It could be as simple as appreciating health, the ability to work toward goals, or the people who offer support. Small moments of gratitude create a strong mental foundation, making it easier to handle whatever the day brings. Difficulties are inevitable, but how a person responds to them determines the outcome. Some people see problems and feel defeated. Others see the same problems and look for solutions. Gratitude helps build the habit of looking for lessons instead of dwelling on frustrations. When something goes wrong, there are always two options: focus on the setback or focus on what can be learned from it. Every challenge contains an opportunity for growth, but only for those who are willing to see it. Many of the most successful people in the world practice gratitude daily. They understand that no amount of money, status, or achievement can replace the ability to find joy in the present moment. They do not wait for success to be happy, they become happy first, and success follows. It is not about pretending that everything is easy or ignoring ambition. It is about creating a mindset that allows success to feel fulfilling instead of like a never-ending chase for more. The people who get the most out of life are not the ones who never struggle. They are the ones who learn to appreciate the journey, even when it is difficult. They find meaning in the small victories, the lessons from failure, and the growth that comes from challenges. They train their minds to see what is going right, even when things are not perfect. This perspective creates resilience, allowing them to keep moving forward when others give up. A strong mindset does not happen by accident. It is built through intentional habits, repeated every single day. Gratitude is one of the simplest yet most effective tools for transforming the way a person thinks. By focusing on what is present rather than what is missing, by appreciating progress rather than fixating on what is left to accomplish, by recognizing lessons instead of dwelling on failures, everything changes. The external circumstances may remain the same, but the way they are experienced becomes entirely different. A grateful mind is a powerful mind, and a powerful mind is unstoppable.